had property there.
We know.
It's a jewel.
Case number 12,352, Earl and Iris Downey, seek a variance from the rear yard setback requirements for proposed steps, sections 115-25 and 115-183 of the Sussex County zoning code. The property is located on the south side of Wild Cherry Street, approximately 141 feet west of South Old State Road. The 911 address is 18366 Wild Cherry Street, Ellendale. Zoning district is AR1, the tax parcel is District 230, map 26.20, parcel 18. The applicant is requesting a 9.2-foot variance from the required 20-foot rear yard setback for a staircase and landing to serve the approved transitional home by the planning commission. There are zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, one mail return, and I would like to note that the existing structure, the addition that is encroaching into the rear yard already, was built in around 2006. The county issued a certificate of occupancy, I can't talk, and we've approved that through the administrative correction process, and during the site plan configuration of the project, the steps are needed for, due to the interior remodel.
Did I read this right, 10 bedrooms?
It's a transitional home.
Okay.
Yeah, transitional homes can have up to 10.
10 bedrooms. Would the applicants come forward, please? Good evening.
Evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Iris Downey, 18366 Wild Cherry Street, Ellendale.
Thank you. And if you'd wait right here, I'll have this gentleman come up this morning.
My name is John Roach. I'm at 22184 Melson Road, Georgetown.
Okay. And you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
My name is John Roach. I'm an engineer, local, do surveying work, and I was employed by Mrs. Downing to help her with her transitional housing project she's doing on Wild Cherry. And with that in mind, we went out and we had to do a conditional use. It was an existing daycare that she would like to convert to transitional housing, and that was a conditional use permit, application that was approved by planning and zoning. She's been through most of the outside agency approvals, i.e. that would be DENREC, that would be DELDOT, the fire marshal, as well as both the site plan and the building plan. And she has hired Dan Ridgely, who's an architect with Davis Bowen Fidel, to take care of the building plan. So I did not the building plan, but the survey and some of the engineering, and Mr. Ridgely did the building plan. To be able to get the maximum usage of all the of the building, as was read by Jen, she needs to have back rear entrance. Okay, to be able to, I think it's an ADA requirement, if I'm not mistaken, is really where this is coming from. we feel that the rear parcel is agricultural, is nothing more than a farm field, backs up into a tax ditch. So really there's nobody to affect. We know it's close, and also the existing building was there in 2006 and granted approval with that when it was approved as a daycare. So
let me stop you right there. Okay. Nothing more than a farm field?
Well, I'm sorry. That's my apologies. Farm fields are very, very important, and it was not my intent to downgrade farm fields, but my thought is it would not be as much of an impact on a farm field as it would be maybe a residence.
But someday a residence could be there.
Yes, it could.
Absolutely. So let's put that in the picture, and then let's answer that question.
Okay, there. Very good. Ms. McGee, my apologies. I did not
mean to. I accept your apology.
I did not mean to downgrade farms.
If I could assist Chair very quickly, just to fill in the blanks there, that this application has been through the Planning and Zoning Commission and has been through County Council, and as part of that process, the site plan, I believe, will have to go back through the Planning and Zoning Commission for approval. And prior to going back to Planning and Zoning Commission permission for that approval, you need your agency approvals, which it sounds like you're working on, but you would also need this variance. So this is
for the stairs.
Correct. Yes. So this is step two or three of them, step, five steps.
Okay.
So.
Any questions from members of the board?
So this is a requirement. This is not.
This would be viewed as a safety measure?
It would.
Is it a fire exit type? Is this?
Another egress?
You know. I guess, can I read through the application and just say that in order to convert the existing structure to a lodging house, and this is one of the uniqueness of the property, a new means of egress must be added at the rear. A change in plan configuration result in less bedrooms, 10 bedrooms are needed for the transitional house.
So probably fire marshal.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a safety factor, probably a second egress.
Mm-hmm. I would say.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever look at the way that I'm looking at this, the looks like there's a landing and then the steps and a concrete pad.
Right.
Has there been any effort to turn the steps so they don't project as far into the rear yard? Is that something that had been looked at or proposed, or the requirement that it would not allow that?
I don't know. You know, it certainly could be looked at. That's for sure. Thinking that possibly as you walk out the back door and to your right, you maybe would want a little bit more of a landing to be able to make that turn and all that. So maybe a little more convenient. But certainly could be looked at, Mr. Sharp.
Okay. He's told me that's the way it needed to go.
Okay.
The steps in the back.
Say that, I'm sorry.
He said that's the way that needed to go, those steps.
Okay.
The steps.
So this is Mr. Ridgely's plan. So that would really be a question for him, I guess. Maybe he better said.
Are there perhaps any utilities that project out in that area that would make it difficult to turn it?
Not to my knowledge.
So you don't know if they've looked at turning this at all?
No, I don't. Ms. McGee, I do not.
If we went right or left coming out of the door, would it impinge upon a side setback?
Jane.
If we went out the door and the stairs went right or left, to Mr. Sharp's question, which I think is a good one, could it impinge upon a side setback in any way?
No. The thing is, if the existing structure wasn't already encroaching some, the steps would be permitted to encroach, and it probably wouldn't need a bit. Like, if the existing structure is creating a need for the variance. We did talk once about putting them on the side, and due to the layout, the interior needs, the steps can be moved to the side near the handicap ramp side. And then,
I'm just talking.
Yeah, you're
about
just trying to realize. I think swinging. With the landing, I don't think it would make much difference.
It wouldn't make much difference because you still have to have the room to come out. And,
yeah, it would save maybe 2 feet just looking at it. Okay. I mean, the bottom line is they would still need a variance from the rear yard regardless.
Right.
I was just trying to see if they had booked it, if there was a reason why it projected straight out and not turned. So.
Yeah, we've had actual site plan approval without those steps until we realized they were going to need them back there.
And as soon as you start turning the structure, that could, and Mr. Rhodes, correct me here, throw fire marshal issues because you're then elongating the structure along the building.
Sure.
In my experience, they generally like you to come
straight
out for as little as encumbrance as possible. correct me if I'm wrong here, Mr. Roach. In my experience, they're like shorter, straighter, quicker paths out. So.
And it's what, two steps?
Yes.
There's handicap in another location.
Yeah, on the other side, like behind the kitchen area. Yep.
Good, thank you.
And it complies.
Are there any other questions? Mr. Sharp?
I have no further. Thank you, Madam Chair.
No questions? I guess I still need to ask this. Is there anybody here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition of this application? Okay. I will now close the public hearing and entertain the motion.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve case number 12352 for Earl and Iris Downing. I believe they've met the requirements, the characteristics for the variance, and pending final written decision of the board. So I make the motion that we approve.
And a second?
A second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Corman?
Yes, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Carson?
Yes, for my reasons.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye, for the reasons.
And I, too, for the reasons. So with a vote 4-0, your application is approved. Thank you. Additional business.
Yes, ma'am. For the record, I'm going to be out of state on September 9th and September the 10th, so I won't be in attendance at our next scheduled meeting. Thank you.
Tonight, we moved old business to the front of the agenda, like consensus from other board members, if they like that, if they would like it to go back to the end. What's your thoughts?
Keeps those people that have already sat here through one meeting from sitting through another.
Yeah, I agree. I prefer it in the beginning.
All right, so we would like it to stay at the beginning. Is there anything else?
I will note that, and because I know Dr. Carson won't be here at the next meeting, the meeting after that will be, we only have three applications on there and then the one old business item from tonight, but it will be a training session. It will be regular time, won't be earlier, and it will, I think there's going to be, Ms. Cornwall is going to be having a presentation, certainly I'll be involved as well. If you have questions or suggestions, you can contact staff, Mr. Whitehouse, Ms. Norwood, myself, Ms. Cornwall, with ideas or questions. I know we have three newer members here, and certainly if there's things that you would like to know about or had some questions on that maybe you've seen, certainly we can perhaps address those at that time. That will not be an opportunity for you to discuss any specific cases, but it would be an opportunity for you to perhaps get general overview on process or issues that come up, and I suspect there will be some discussion on some zoning classifications and setbacks and whatnot that will probably be helpful for everybody, myself included. So I'm looking forward to it, but certainly we want to make sure that it's helpful to you all as well.
And again, the time for that training?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. I had 3 o'clock down for some reason.
I think you got confused when it was stated we had three applications. Maybe that got kind of
and if
mixed
I,
up there.
If I could ask staff there for the three or four cases other than the one we tabled tonight, if that could be sent to me, because I won't be here on the 9th to pick up my packet, that would
and
be great.
And if I could say, I might suggest that get out to the board a little earlier so that have a little more time just a week before in case you had some time before the 9th to look at it. I know usually we have a 2-week gap, but that one will be back-to-back weeks, So perhaps an email out on those three applications when they're ready would be helpful.
And then October change of hours, is that still scheduled for October? So yeah, I guess.
At 6 o'clock, correct?
We're going for 6:30 or 6?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
Be our winter hours, or the winter crop hours, we'll call it, for our farming
solstice.
So, is this time for me to bring this up or not? But I don't know. But it seemed like to me, just looking at it from afar, that people are coming in and getting a building permit, and then they're whatever, without a site plan, and they come, and then we're here correcting it now.
I thought a new build, you had to submit a site plan to get the building permit.
Might I suggest we put that as a topic for the build, for the training, so that we can have a little more in-depth conversation beyond just kind of...
I want to fix it now.
I understand. But there is something where we do have to make sure we're properly advertising things we're going to discuss. So a topic like that would fit more in the general topic of a Board of Adjustment training. Perhaps with some discussion on those kind of questions.
But I'm not the only one to notice that, because that just seemed like something that...
All right. 28 years, isn't it?
All right, we'll get trained on it.
Yeah.
Anybody have anything else they'd like to bring up? Okay. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor?
All right.
Opposed? Motion carried.